Blog Talk Radio.
Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Hello, folks. Hi, Bill. Thanks for joining us. This is Right from the Left Coast. I'm your host, Linda, coming at you from Oceanside, California. And you'll understand by the time I'm finished with my little rant today as to why my family and the weather are the only thing good about the state of California. Believe it. And anyone who'd like to call in, 646-378-0321. Hopefully others will join us as we go along. Thanks. Yeah, we are coming from www.patriotfamilies.com. That's families with a Y-S. This is an amazing site. We need lots of people who are interested in saving this republic, people who want to connect with great patriots and wonderful spiritual people. And in the chat room, we were talking a little bit about kids and family, and it's just amazing. I was telling Yo a few weeks ago in the chat room, and she was laughing because we've got one that's 4 and one that's 6, soon to be 5 and 7. But the two little ones were acting up right after the family moved them from one house to another. And so the mom had to put them in timeout, and they put them on this landing where on the stairwell where they couldn't see anything that was going on, of course, you know, and they had their timeout. And so the older one looked at the young one and said, "We just have parents who just hate children." And we're still laughing about that. I mean, out of the mouths of babes, those kids just, they're funny. But anyway, what I was doing, I'm going to kind of explain a little bit what's going on with California, what I'm doing next week. I'm trying to get my speech together, which I will be doing later, sending out a rallying of the troops to every email person on my True Patriots groups, those in California who can come help me. I did get some very good positive reaction that there will be at least, you know, 2 or 3 people. Also, 2 days prior to that meeting where I have to speak in front of the city council chamber, we're going to have a meeting with the Americans Protecting Property Rights, which is the task force here in San Diego trying to stop Agenda 21. So I'm going to recruit people from there and from Vista Tea Party Patriots, from Action of Oceanside. I'm sounding the alarm, and they had better come to my aid. So what I wanted to do was, because my frustration level and my, you know, the level of being a doubting Thomas kind of got the better of me. So I thought, okay, it's time to look up some scripture, and I did. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, this is verses 6 through 18, and it really gave me hope. And it says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." And verse 7, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." And I see there's one guest, 4699, and welcome to you, and please stay with us. I'm going to get into my Agenda 21 pretty soon. "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken." Hey, yo, welcome. "Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. Speaking of God, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen to that one. And so who was the second? I don't know. I was welcoming everyone. Welcome, Bill and guest 4699 and Yo. I am Linda, coming to you from Oceanside. This is right from the left coast. And what's happening is a huge battle here in Oceanside on Agenda 21. The City Council of Oceanside, not just them, but the Planning Commission, which is they're calling their meeting, is all about this circular element, and it's adopting a 30-year road plan. I tried to look up this person who wrote this to the council. His name's Mike Bullock, and I don't know whether he's from Oceanside or whatever, but he's talking about projects and policies that should be in the circulation element of the general plan update DEIR, which is the environmental impact report. And this is what I have to go through. This is what I have to fight, and I'm going through. I've got stacks of paperwork from Tom DeWeese, from all the people who have helped me learn about Agenda 21 over the past 2 years. So it's going to be a really well thought out 3 minutes. And again, 3 minutes is not nearly enough. I could do 10 easily on this, or a half an hour. So this person, whoever this person is telling the Honorable Mayor, City Council members, and staff, and he says, I appreciate the opportunity to communicate with you on this critical topic. It is time to continue the dialogue shown in the messages below. I have attached three documents, circulation element, executive summary, and EIR alternatives number one, pertaining to the process to update the circulation element of Oceanside's general plan. I have included my updated PowerPoint file, which I can try to go to hopefully and get it on the internet, which shows the details of what I think should be included in the final version of your update. Okay, this is, he wants these in the circulation element, which is the 30-year road plan. And so all these are our request, but this is evil. Wait till you hear this. This, get ready to throw up, guys, because this is weird. Anyway, hopefully things are getting good for Yo and everybody. I'm glad to see you here, Yo and Bill. And these are goals and principles that should be stated within the document. You're going to love this. It is time to work for economic fairness. For citizens that walk, bike, skate, skateboard, or use transit for their utilitarian transportation. Hidden subsidies for motorists are no longer acceptable. Oh, my God. Global warming caused by burning fossil fuel. This guy's completely, he's just immersed in the Kool-Aid. Will most probably destroy the future of our youth. Oh, my God. It is time to advance policies that will give our youth a chance to have a normal life. These guys, I can't believe they believe this stuff. The circulation element should state support for important principles. All the costs of roads and the cost of parking should be paid for by drivers. Oh, more taxes. in proportion to their road use, to their road use and their parking use, greenhouse gas from our cars and light duty trucks need to be reduced to be within the reduction trajectory of S305. I don't know what that is, but I'm going to find out. This trajectory is the topic of the Sides for San Diego 6 file attached. The file shows that we can't count on either CARB, which is the California Air Resources Board, or SANDAG, which is another non-governmental organization that's in collusion with these idiots. In this regard, we must adopt policies and seek state help to achieve the needed GHG reductions. These programs also show that, based on the best estimates of how fast our cars will go electric by 2035, we must achieve a 35% reduction in driving per capita with respect to 2005 driving levels in order to support this project. The file, SANDAG CARB, shows the detailed calculations. Oh, God. This is the time to introduce principles, fairness, efficiency, and convenience, and timeline goals for improved car parking policies. One principle should be that those park less and own less cars, than average, should not be subsidizing others. This must be achieved soon, within 5 years. This is how fast they want to do this, guys. This is not 30 years. Policies to achieve these goals should be widely implemented because inequity, should be eliminated as soon as possible. Step one is to adopt a description of how such a system would function. I can well imagine. This will cover all types of parking. Step two is implement a demonstration project with a subset of system characteristics. Sounds like lib speak to me. Step three is to ask for regional and state help in eliminating the financial inequity of unfair parking policies. This would most probably result in a statewide agency task with creating and implementing a strategic plan to achieve parking equity. He's getting this from the Sierra Club. That's where I'm seeing, so there's no such thing as free parking to this guy. It is. It's this is straight out of ICLEI, UN Agenda 21, and Maurice Strongbill. I'm telling you, that's exactly what's going on here. I plan to go unglued next week when I get there, believe me. He's talking about the Melrose extension. He opposes that part, supports no more than a four-lane expressway for Highway 76. He opposed adding any sort of lanes to the 78 and I-5. Of course he doesn't. He wants to keep it. Oh, it's awful. And they're talking, he goes on and talks about the complete streets. I don't know if you, Bill, I don't know if you know about this stuff, but all the places I've gone, when I've been to these city council meetings and these planning commission meetings, it looks like Europe. They're filled like down the center. They've got the trees and the sidewalks, and then they've got the big sidewalks, and there's no place to park. There's nothing to accommodate drivers. It's all high density stack and rack people, and the bottom rows are all basically storefronts, and then they put apartments on top of them, and everything is for walking, biking, and skateboarding and all this nonsense. It is absolutely beyond my comprehension. So this Tom DeWeese situation is talking about what to do about this. So I've been going through it. Let's see, where is this thing? I know there was, he talks about the three E's of social equity, economic prosperity. Yeah, now they call it sustainable prosperity, which is, and ecological integrity. And they're talking about what he's talking about, actions to take. So he says, ICLEI is one of the most dangerous forces in the nation, particularly because so few people know of their existence. But your mayor and city council know. They are in regular meetings with them. They get memos on policy. They are told what to support and who to silence. What they fear most is exposure. Now we can turn the tables on ICLEI by shining a bright spotlight on their activities in your community. First, go to a city council meeting and listen to the discussion. Are they talking about land use, water control, developmental control? Are they using language I have described in this issue? If so, sustainable development is ruling your community. Secondly, begin to ask questions. You may have to do it after the meeting, but if you can, ask during. Ask where these policies they are discussing come from or came from. Ask if your community is now paying dues to a group called ICLEI. Once you have determined that ICLEI is truly in your community, then the battle can begin. Remember that the list of ICLEI cities on this page came directly from the ICLEI webpage. And I don't see that they're in it, but there must be somebody. Of course, this isn't updated. My city's not on there that I know of, but they're identical, absolutely identical to the other cities in my area, Vista, Escondido, Encinitas, all the ones that people are fighting against right now. It says, from the webpage, so you already know they are there in ICLEI, these cities. Thirdly, our opposition to sustainable development is not opposition to environmental protection. We oppose the process which replaces locally elected representation with all-powerful non-elected boards, councils, and regional governments, the NGOs. The process eliminates input, discussion, and debate from community citizens. Oh, yeah, that's the Delphi one. Fourthly, demand that your locally elected representatives stop paying dues to ICLEI and remove the organization from making policy. What they did in Vista, and I think Escondido, they eliminated ICLEI, but the plans were already adopted, written, voted on, and approved. So it was too late. We actually got there too late. So if you guys want to call in and talk about this stuff, 646-378-0321. We'll be taking calls at any time. Here's the first one. Let's see if I can find it. He's talking about the Wildlands Project, and I've got to get some maps before I go to this meeting because I'm going to be able to put them on the overhead and they can see these maps. So I'm going to beg, borrow, and steal the maps from America2050.org, which is absolutely stunning and makes you want to throw up. Written into counties. It's called their general plans here in California, Bill, and we're fighting it. The other path is called smart growth. After they herd you into the city, they have more plans for you in regimented and dense urban communities. They put a line around the city and tell you no growth can take place outside that line. They've already adopted those. I've seen them. Urban sprawl, they say disdainfully. They refuse to build more roads as a ploy to get you out of your car into public transportation, restricting mobility, so they can control you. Because there is a restriction on space, inside the controlled city limits, there is a shortage of houses, so prices go up. Oh, yeah. That means populations will have to be controlled because now there is a shortage of land at their behest. Cities are now passing green regulations, forcing homeowners, especially in California, to meet strict guidelines for making their homes environmentally compliant, using specific building materials, forcing roof replacements, demanding replacement of appliances, and more. In Oakland, California, such restrictions with compliance demanded in just a matter of a few years will cost each homeowner an estimated $36,000. The cap-and-trade bill contains a whole section on such restrictions for the entire nation. Thirdly, the inside the human habitat areas, government is controlled by an elite ruling class called stakeholder councils. Oh, we know about those. These are mostly non-governmental organizations or NGOs who, like thieves in the night, just show up to stake their claim to enforce their own private agendas. The function of legitimate government within the system will be simply to enforce the dictates of the councils. Exactly. That's why they're building everything. They're actually These high speed will replace travel. Yeah, if you're allowed to travel, I doubt that will happen, except in shackled boxcars to your FEMA camp. That will be it. Good, yo. I hope you're in Indiana. When I meet with you guys in Indiana, I must, absolutely must, check out everything Bill has to offer there for prices of housing and all that good stuff. So, dictates of the councils. The councils are unelected but all-powerful. They are controlled by a small minority in the community, but they are all-powerful. They will make you ask permission, usually denied, for anything necessary to live in the community. They destroy business. Oh, yeah, we've destroyed business in California, and it's getting worse. They dictate the number. Thank you, Bill. They dictate the number of outlets a business may have in a community, no matter what the population demands. For example, in San Francisco, there can be only 7 McDonald's, period. That's what they've mandated. Then dictate the kind of building materials you can use in your home, or whether you can build on your property at all. Then if they do grant a permit for building, they might not decide to let you acquire water and electricity for your no home, and they may not give you a reason for being turned down. That's what happened to the Sacketts, the EPA, and their evilness. They can dictate that you get the proper exercise as determined by the government. Again, San Francisco is building a new federal building, the greenest ever built. The elevators will only stop on every third floor, so riders are forced to use the stairs. Can you believe this? For their own health, of course. Oh, my God. This is so 1934 Germany, I can't stand it. These councils fit almost perfectly the definition of a state Soviet, a system of councils that report to an apex council and then implement a predetermined outcome. Soviets are the operating mechanism of a government-controlled economy. Absolutely. The fourth path is a public-private partnerships. Oh, God, this is evil. Today, many freedom organizations are presenting PPPs as free enterprise and a private answer for keeping taxes down, using businesses to make a better society. In truth, though, many public-private partnerships are nothing more than government-sanctioned monopolies in which a few businesses are granted special favors. Oh, they're trying to do that here, too, like tax breaks, the power of eminent domain, non-complete clauses, and specific guarantees for return on their investments. And you follow the money, and I'm telling you, they're dangling carrots. Yeah, 1984. Bill, it's worse. Believe me, it's worse than the Matrix. That means they can charge what they want, and they can use the power of government to put competition out of business. This is not free enterprise. And it is these global corporations that are pushing the green agenda. This is where it's all coming from, as we know. All you have to do is follow who's behind it. For example, using governments to ban its own product, General Electric is forcing the mercury-laden green light bulb on you, costing 5 times the price of incandescent bulbs. Well, I got news for them. I got 7 cases stored away. They ain't making me use those squiggly things. Such is the reality of green industry. Public-private partnerships are building the Trans-Texas Corridor using eminent domain to take more than 580,000 acres of private land sanctioned by the partnership with the Texas government. Lovely. And public-private partnerships are taking over highways and local water treatment plants in communities across the nation. Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. I can't remember what it's called. I think it's called something. It's the Municipal Water Authority here in San Diego. I'm telling you, if I were to go down there, I bet I'd find a FEMA camp. PPPs controlling the water can control water consumption, a major part of the Sustainable Development Blueprint. North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, is the root of the free trade process, in quotes, and the fuel for the public-private partnerships between international corporations and government, thereby creating an elite class of connected, elite class of connected businesses, or what Ayn Rand called the power of the pull. Success in the PPP world is not based on quality of product and service, but on who you know in high places. To play ball in the public-private partnership game means accepting the mantra of sustainable development and helping to implement it, even if it means going against your own product. That's why Home Depot uses its commercials to oppose cutting down trees, and British Petroleum advocates reducing the use of oil. It's not free enterprise, but a Mussolini-type fascism that will only lead to tyranny, and it's all driven by the Agenda 21 blueprint of sustainable development. And I'm telling you, if you guys, and I know that you have, Bill, because you do a lot of homework, but, you know, if you want to, you just go to AmericanPolicy.org, Tom DeWeese is just brilliant. He's done so much. He's got all kinds of stuff in there, and also there's videos everywhere. I've gotten so many, I haven't even had time to see them all. But go to, also, if you want to see the end goal of these evil ones, go to America2050.org. Look at that map, the Wildlands Project, what they want to do to California, and they've already achieved most of their goals. Oh, thanks, yo. Most of their goals in that situation. I'm going to make sure that I have all, copies of the maps of California from the Wildlands Project, and to pass out as handouts to the people on the board or the dais, because we're allowed to give them the handouts, and it doesn't matter how many pages, whether they'll read it or not. I'm going to try to keep it as succinct as possible, but my speech only is 3 minutes, so once I get off the air today, I have to put that speech together, and I also have to put out a call to arms to my fellow patriots here in California in the local area to come down to that meeting a week from today. I put in my, when I went in Blog Talk today, I went ahead and put my show next week at 6 p.m. you guys' time, 3 p.m. my time, and it will be for 1 hour, and once that show's finished, I'm heading out to the council chambers so I can get in line to speak, so it's going to be pretty crazy. I want to thank you guys for joining. I don't think there's much out there, but I never know who's listening, who's not signed in, so I guess they can listen. If anyone wants to call it, 646-378-0321, would absolutely love to have callers, and wish more people were here, like Rod or Ron or Mr. Magic. It would be nice, but we got a great audience. We got three of the main people and Patriot families. So, again, I'm pretty much banging my head against the wall. So much is going on in the news. I know Glenn Beck was talking about all the craziness in the news today on his show. Apparently, he's still on vacation because his TV show he's been kind of absent from for the last 2 or 3 days. But on June, if anyone still has GBTV, June 4th, probably for 2 weeks solid at that point, he's trying to outline for us how we can turn this around, you know, real quick. So, because it has to be done quickly. When I first read about this, I was thinking there isn't any way people would stand for this. But you know what, Bill? They don't know about it. I'm trying to get the word out. I'm screaming from the rooftops. I've got, I just read one teeny, teeny bit of what I have. I've got a stack that would take me 2 hours to read to you guys, and it would be very boring, but not boring, but it's craziness. What I know is most people have no idea. It is, I could walk down the, I'm telling you, my first 200 people, they wouldn't know. And if I asked, of course, I'd throw in who's the vice president. That would be a sure bet. They wouldn't know who that was. Of course, they're not missing anything, not knowing who Box of Rocks Biden is. But, yeah, now, apparently, in the political realm, they have deemed Mitt Romney the winner. And according to my website information from the Ron Paul campaign, it ain't over yet, guys. He's going all the way to the August convention in Tampa, so I'm excited. I hope he just upsets the apple cart. And that idiot POTUS-in-chief called to congratulate Mitt Romney today or yesterday. Anybody you meet who knows me knows about this. Absolutely. In fact, I know that you, hi, guest 5149, welcome to the show, Bill. I think that there's several people on my Facebook here in California who are also hanging out with you on your Facebook, because I know Lynn Welke and I think Barbara Decker and a few others absolutely know who you are, and it's really cool that we all are on the same page, and we're In fact, on I believe it's June 1st, Barbara Decker's speaking at the huge convention here. I think it's an Eagle Forum in San Diego. I'm going to try to get down there. Hi, Rod. Welcome to the show. Really good to have you here since we got a little tiny audience, but we're having a good time. So if anybody wants to call in and weigh in on this stuff and help me out, she's speaking. Oh, and guess who else is going to be there among several speakers? Dinesh D'Souza, who wrote The Roots of Obama's Rage and is putting out that 2016 film in this summer. I think he's going to kind of talk about that too. Yeah, I figured that. So I'm going to try to scrape up the $20 and get down there. So we'll see what's going on that day. I think that's Friday. There's two things I have to try. I have to be in two places at the same time, so it's going to be incredibly interesting to go that way. Again, thanks to all of you for joining today. The others apparently are busy little campers, since Ron's probably either sleeping or working his tush off because he had some time off. But hopefully that everyone will come back in archives and check out the show. Again, I'm going through everything I can on my information from the past to... I need to clone myself, Rod. That's what I have to do. It's been going on for weeks now. But basically, all my Agenda 21 information that I've been learning for 2 years, I have to go through with a fine-tooth comb. And that was why one of the reasons I wanted to go through what Tom DeWeese was talking about. This gentleman has been studying this for at least 14 years, and he's pretty much got a handle on it. He's figured it all out as far as who's behind it. I've got friends in the task force here who have written two books now, one on the subject of where it all came from, who these people worship, where it all started, how far back it goes. It goes probably beyond 1992 at the Rio Summit, and they're getting ready to hit us hard again. Now these idiots in Congress are mulling over a United Nations or global EPA. Oh, that'll be good. Let's see what we've got here. I'm going to bring up my caller, and I think it's Robert. Hello?
It's John Edwards.
Hey, how are you?
I'm still a gel.
You're what?
This is John Edwards.
Oh, I thought you were Bernie Madoff. No, I'm just kidding.
No, don't do that. I heard what's going on in California today. I thought I'd give you a shout.
Okay.
It's unbelievable.
Which part? There's so much.
Yeah, what happened in San Diego in your town? What happened in your town today?
I don't remember, but I know that a couple days we had Mitt Romney and John McShane down in Balboa Park a couple days ago. But I don't. After that, I.
That's what I heard. Yeah, I heard you had McCain and Romney at San Diego.
Oh yeah.
Did you go to it, Linda?
No, I did not. In first place, I didn't want to travel on a holiday, you know, and we were talking a lot today about the Agenda 21 because 1 week from today, this girl is going to be moving on down. 5 minutes down the road to speak in front of the Planning Commission of Oceanside, and I'm praying that I have at least 20 people with me because this has to be talked about. We have got to scream and shout, get rid of this Agenda 21. I can't even express my indignant, you know, lividness over this whole thing, if that's a word. But they're killing me. They're coming at me warp 20. With a steamroller the size of Goliath, and I can't take it anymore. So,
how many minutes do you have when you talk, Linda?
I only get 3 minutes, dude. My speech has to be so well thought out that it's really going to take a lot of thought. So it's going to take me probably most of the evening after I'm off the air tonight to get it together.
Wow. So, Just get everything. Just try to get everything off your chest in 3 minutes.
I know.
I mean, well, just be blunt about it. Don't, you know. Just tell how you feel.
Believe me.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to work or not, but tell them you know what's going on.
Yes, and with any luck, I'll have at least 10 to 15 people backing me up, and maybe 10 of them also will speak on an anti-Agenda 21's behalf, because this is so important. They are doing things in California that would just make your toes curl. It's horrible. I mean, what did that idiot do? That was what Glenn was talking about. That idiot, Marxist in chief, is giving a presidential freedom award, honor award to this chick, and I can't remember her name. She's some probably La Raza Mecha witch, and she's talking about how wonderful it is in Venezuela. Why doesn't she go there? She wants to adopt all of their socialist communist policies and turn us into, you know, something that resembles old Soviet or North Korea. I was listening to this today. I'm going, oh, my God. I mean, if this doesn't tell you, where the hell are the people who are still championing this guy? Do they listen to anything? I don't understand it. I mean, all they have to do is find out, you know, they can go to C-SPAN or they can go to Fox or they can go to God-awful. I don't think they'll get the truth from MSNBC. I'm sure they won't. But some station's got to be carrying this. If it's over the wire and Glenn knows about it, you know, how do they not know this stuff? Oh,
Because they don't want to tell the truth, Miss Linda. They don't want to tell the truth. I mean, it's when I was listening to you, Bill Strong, going at it.
Yes.
And the reason why I hung up is because I was getting so much static on my side.
Okay.
I couldn't hardly hear you or Bill talk anymore.
Okay.
It was that really funky noise that whatever Blog Talk does. I don't know what it does, but it got to be so loud I couldn't even. But when I was listening to you, Bill, about, you know, the United Nations and everything else that you guys were going at it, man, you guys were just so, I never see both of you so wild. Go ahead.
I'll tell you, you know, Robert, the reason is we're watching this stuff unfold. They're coming at us with arrows that are, you know, and they're just, they're behemoths. They're huge. They're killing us. It's like I just finished probably a couple weeks ago. I'm almost done with my new book by David Barton, and I'll get to that probably maybe next week too. But talking about the actual startings of and the middle of the Democrat Party and just how far left they've been even from the 1800s. They have been so evil. They started the KKK. They did everything in their power for eons to stop blacks from having any, you know, civil rights at all, ever. And it's just spelled out quite clearly. And it talks about the different people who actually got in, you know, who were black representatives in the House of Congress back in those days. But I'll tell you one thing, in our school systems, you won't hear about that history because it's been erased, just like they've lied about history, about George Washington. They've lied about Thomas Jefferson. They've lied about everything. They've been doing it since before my mother was born, and that's going back to 1922. Telling you, she didn't know any of this stuff because they don't teach it. And it's treasonous and criminal. And there was another piece I had somewhere. So much stuff today. And then I kind of lost it. Here. This was... I got to make copies and on this Agenda 21 thing. And my friend, I've got all this stuff. I don't even know where it's at. My friend, who's hopefully she'll be there because she had talked about all this stuff here. Let me see. I'm going to try to get this into my speech. Where is it? This is This is in the Constitution. Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution, states are strictly prohibited from implementing foreign political initiatives through treaties, alliances, or confederations. Specifically, support and implementation of the United Nations Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, under the direction of this unelected non-governmental organization violates, that's ICLEI she's talking about, constitutionally imposed limitations upon your legal authority. You are hereby notified that your alignment, submission, cooperation, and subsequent voting on international matters under explicit orders from ICLEI is a specific violation of your oath of office, and that your decision to implement policy on behalf of said foreign power constitutes an illegal activity up to and including the crime of treason. So these things, if there's any way I can get this into my speech, it's there. And I, if Chris is there and a couple others, I know Linda Phillips plans to be there, and hopefully Victor will be there, all these nice people, you know, if I can get at least 10 or 15, I would be very happy. They owe me.
So, like, you could go up there tomorrow. You could go up there tomorrow and you could say to the City Council of California, San Diego, say, "I'm accusing you of treason."
Well, I don't know if I can do that by myself, but I think that I think that there's got to be a way for us. And I don't. We haven't looked into it yet, but on our meeting on the 4th. Prior to the speech I'm going to give, that will be a question. It's making me laugh. That will be a question that will be raised, because we got to figure out how to indict these people. You know,
is this treason? You know, that's what you explore. You want to get one specific beef in that you're really pissed off about, right?
Yeah.
What is regards to taking over land and property? You want to implement that rule with that law that you just read to me. That's
okay,
how you do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Right. So here's the thing, Robert. They want to take away, you know, that Bill of Rights that gives you those unalienable God-given rights.
Right.
The First Amendment through the Tenth Amendment. Believe me.
Right.
They want to abolish and shred every one of them from A to Z and make sure that they can never come back. I'm telling you, this is what these people want. And I'm going to fight.
They've already basically done that, Linda. They've already saved every they've already amended to every amendment that we have.
I know.
It's just, they just haven't pressed the button on us yet.
Right. This is the UN doing this. This is Agenda 21, I'm telling you. And everybody from Cass Sunstein, Hillary, Obama, and the EPA and the Wildlands and all these organizations, they're all in on this together. All they need to do now is flip the switch. And they
exactly. But you know, after talking to Ron in person, you know, over some alcohol, and alcohol speaks the truth. You know that.
Honey, I've been drinking Chardonnay for the last hour.
but the more I thought about it, you know, what you go through Agenda 21 and what Ron and I discussed Memorial Day.
Right.
It's just like, you know, if Obama really didn't know how to pronounce corpse.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why he's not doing anything with that doctor in Iran.
Well,
Everything
that President Pantlow does is for his political agenda and his reelection. He's been in reelection mode since the day he was sworn in. The guy is a loser, puppet, evil, V-A-S-T-A-R-D, as far as I'm concerned. That's my humble opinion. I hate him. And isn't it great that my mom taught me how to spell at a young age? It just sounds better when you spell it. But
That's funny, Linda. I feel bad for you. I feel bad for you to California. I don't know how you stand living there.
Well,
and I told Ron.
I know. I can't leave yet because I got to protect my mom. She's almost 90. I can't walk out of here.
No, man.
No,
90 years old.
I've got to hang in here for a little bit, huh?
Your mom's not, God bless her. She's 90. I didn't realize she was that old.
She's beautiful.
I can't hear you.
I said I was going to bring pictures, maybe get a couple pictures of my mom, recent ones, so you guys can, whoever goes to Indiana that can see them.
I feel so terrible that I can't make it to Indiana. I feel awful about that.
Yeah, I know.
I really do, because I was really looking forward to it, but God, yeah,
we're you're never going to live it down, you know that, don't you?
I know, I don't blame you guys, but I'm sure there'll be another one, right?
Yeah, let's pray for it. Yes, absolutely. Well, yeah,
we gotta have one once a year.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, as long as we're still free enough to travel and aren't put into the damn camps. I get really, you know, it just makes me crazy what they're doing and the things that, and it's like every morning you wake up, you go, oh, do I really want to turn on Glenn Beck? Because he's going to tell me things I don't want to hear. You know, he's going to make my day pretty crazy. And then I look at the newspaper. And then I see the internet, and I go into the internet, and half the time now I'm just deleting stuff unless it's really piquing my interest, or if it's from Yo or Bill or you guys or Ron or whatever, because, you know, there's a few trusted sites, because I just had to spend some money I didn't want to spend, getting the virus taken out of here. So no more petition signing, no more opening anything, I don't know what it is, no more. So that's kind of what, and then I had to go to the dentist today, and I had to drop another $207 to have my cleaning done. Oh, God.
$217 for just a cleaning?
Well, no, not when you go for periodontal cleaning. I've got a
periodontal.
Oh, yeah. And then,
yeah, I know that.
Thank God he gave me the antibiotic treatment that's topical for free, because he knows I don't have a job. So basically after I come back from Indiana, I'm going to go down to my local pub here where I used to work and see if I can get the morning shift a couple days a week to start stacking up some bucks, because someday I'm going to need money to put it in a giant truck and moving van and get across country to get the hell out of the state. But who knows? I mean, as long as mom's alive, I'm here. So God bless her. You know, and then I got to fight with this is what we go against. I got these greedy SOBs. That's why we're trying to get no on E. I've been campaigning for a whole year. I've been out in rallies on the streets with signs with my little fold-down chair that I would normally take camping and yelling and screaming and waving at cars trying to get – I've been walking precincts. I've been phone banking. I've been doing everything I can, wearing my buttons, putting bumper stickers on my car, which there's no room left because I've got anti-Obama stickers all over it.
I hope and pray to God that you get Pelosi and Boxer out of there, man. That's all I pray about. I think once you guys get those two out, I think y'all be fine. I really do. I think if those two lose, then that's gonna turn our country around. You hear me? I think that's the crux of the problem is it's the Three Stooges, Reed, Boxer, Pelosi.
We got.
You can go finish now.
Let me tell you something. We got a bigger problem in California besides Maxine Waters, Barbara Boxbutt, Stretch Pelosi, and Dianne Feinstein. We got Jerry Brown. He's a nut job. He's identical to Obama, and the only thing is that he's not half black. He is gay. Jerry Brown is gay, just like the other one. And I'm telling you, he's just as evil. Only Jerry Brown's not a puppet. He's like Stalin too. You can't believe he already got cap and trade pass. He's got all this weird stuff going on with the schools, teaching homosexuality. He's got all this stuff coming down the pike. He's got amnesty. He's given money to the illegals for college. He's getting everything pushed through he can. The guy is, and you know what else he wants to do? He wants to have the entire state of California on California single payer plan, just like the Obamacare. That's what he's trying to push. I you know what? Someday that guy. I wish there was a way to get rid of him permanently.
But now that you saw Jerry, you see Jerry Brown in action, and now you with this Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. I call him Steroid Strudel, but the other guy called him Schwartzen Housekeeper. That was funny.
Oh, man. Schwartzen Housekeeper.
Nanny. Yeah, that was funny.
Oh, man. I mean, that's crazy. I don't know how you guys live there. I don't know how you live in California. I really don't, man.
I said it at the top of the show, because when I first did my intro, I said, I'm coming at you from California, and I said, the only good thing, that there is about this state, is my family, my friends, and this weather. If you saw the weather today, you would be so envious you'd die. There's no humidity. It's perfect. I could go to the beach and drive down with my top down on my convertible car today. It's absolutely, and that's it though. I mean, the rest of the state's upside down. We're Greece. So,
yeah, but you guys are Greece almost. Well, I don't know. I think you already are there, right? You're already at the point where that's what I thought. You were almost.
I don't know any Greek words, but I have a feeling Jerry Brown does.
Well,
he knows about Greek style.
I can teach you a Turkish word. I can tell you what it is, but but I can't say it on the air.
Okay, thank you.
I'll email you the word, and then you can say it on the show for me.
Bill's talking about Jerry Brown, and Rod's talking about, and Bill says yes, he was lousy then too, because this is his second time around as governor. How he gets away with this? Of course, there's no rule of law anymore. Everything goes. And Bill, he was gay back then too, by the way.
Bill was right about that. When you guys were going at it, I thought it was great when you guys were just going to town. He's right. The rule, the United Nations has taken over our rule of law.
Yep, they have.
I mean,
and well, they're all communists. They've just destroyed it. And the other thing, I don't know if Bill knows this. He probably knows the history as well, because he's pretty smart. And back in the day when my mom was voting, and I was too small to be involved in politics. Jerry Brown's father, Pat Brown, was another Democrat who destroyed the state of California. And so the apple does not fall far from the tree, folks, let me tell you. Just, you know, died in the old Marxist, socialist, whatever. Just like President Zero, Pinocchio, you know, I call him many things. Barry V, hate him. I pray every night that God takes the hate out of my heart for that one, and Hitlery, her sinus, because they're all so evil. I can't go on enough about it. We got George Soros, Cass Sunstein, Mark Lloyd, you know, Ron Blum, David Axelrod, Geithner. It's unbelievable. We've got Richard Trumka, Valerie Jarrett. It's horrible. We're up against it. But you know what? I'm not giving up. And that's why I was reading the scripture, because it doesn't matter how hard-pressed I am or how much fire of truth God puts me through. He's doing it for a reason. He wants me to be strong enough to pick up that slingshot and go right in their face and throw it at them.
Exactly. I have faith. I have all the faith. If there's a person that can do it in California, it's you, because no one, All my friends in California won't eat. They just think life is hunky dory there. They don't realize what's going on. They have no clue. People are still not waking up yet. I don't think they're waking up.
Yeah,
I really don't.
Here's the problem. We got all these coneheads, and everybody's like gaga over Romney, and I'm like, my head's gonna just fall off. Ron Paul has not made any announcements of quitting. In fact, I think he's going full bore because I keep getting emails from him on his campaign trail about money bombs and things that he's looking forward to for August. I'm telling you, the guy's not giving up.
I haven't even opened up all my emails that I have. I should forward them to the radio station. I just haven't had time to look at them, but it's just, down here in Florida, they're just like, come, I get all these invitations, come to the Met, support Met, support Met, support Met. And, right now I can't support no.
I know. I can't give anybody money. I can just phone bank. But here's, Bill was talking about the global, the Rio summit that's coming up in June, which is terrifying. If you saw the 242-page, what they call the covenant, I call it a coven because they're all witches. But anyway, it's the truth. It's hard. When you read it, I mean, oh, Lord. That does scare me. But this is why we have to fight them here in our own towns. Now, what I would submit to my city council is to stand up to these people and say, no, we're not doing this. You can, pound sand, and if they want to come after you, you just get somebody that's a constitutional sheriff and you put that sheriff and his posse at the door and say, get out of my town, buddy. It's a new sheriff here. That's what I, if it was up to me and I could get that done, oh, please. Oh, my God.
Sheriff Linda.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
You're the new sheriff in town, Miss Linda.
I wish I could be.
I elect you.
Okay. Well,
Linda, I think you should run.
I know.
I think you should run for city council. I think you should do it.
That would be a smart thing to do. Cool.
I think you'd make a great councilwoman.
I probably would. There would be huge.
I know
battle.
You would.
Yeah.
I know you would.
Robert, I want to thank you so much. You can stay on the line. I'm just kind of ranting because I want to do the right
thing. I'll make a deal with you, Linda. I'll make a deal with you.
What's up?
You run for city council, and then I'll run for mayor.
There you go. I got to run down the shows. Tomorrow is Terry Rowland, and she's our great educator in Virginia, and she's on 7 p.m. Eastern on Thursdays for Patriot Education. Make sure you see her, listen to her show. I only get to see her and listen to her for 1.5 hour or so because I will be putting on makeup and hair. I'm doing a dress rehearsal for the show on Saturday, which I will be performing my jazz number, and it's a pretty hot number. So I'll try to get some pictures and bring them to the event in Indiana so you guys see Missy strutting her stuff. And then Friday, Brian should be on at 8 p.m. Eastern with foreclosure help. And thank you. It's great. Thanks, you. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Oz and Rod and everybody. Friday is Brian with foreclosure help, 8 p.m. Eastern. We have somebody filling in probably for Michael Magic, 7 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays. Sunday, Constitution Hour has been filling in for Fed Up Frank, 7 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. We have Monday's Constitution Hour. Ron Golden is great with the law, great with the Constitution and spiritual things. So he's on 7 p.m. Eastern. Get that show. Tuesday, Bill and Hollis, Patriot Family Chat, 7 p.m. Eastern. We can all call in and rant and get crazy, talk about Indiana, play, scream about the politicians. And then, of course, Wednesday's Right from Left Coast back here with me at 7 p.m. Eastern. Next week, 6 p.m. Eastern, because I'm going to city council. So I'm going to make sure that my blast is out early and often. And I'm just, any parting thoughts, Robert? Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Linda. Hang in there.
God bless you. God bless you. Yeah.
God bless. All right.
Okay. Bye. Thanks so much.
Keep an upper chin.
I will.
All right. Take care.
Thank you so much. You too. God bless. And you guys, I'm going to go back to, I got 10 seconds left. Go back to the chat room and absolutely just have a great time, and we'll talk about Indiana and all the things going down. Thank you. God bless. To the hills.